just to start with, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it's not not a bad double, a lighter one and then a heavier-bodied one.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, you're standing over the barbecue. Sounds pretty good right now on a day like today.
Tell you what, it'll be warm in Perth today. 37 there, tipping for Winterbottom Stakes Day.
Gee whiz, I had a look at the Winterbottom, thought I got a question for that, and then I thought, oh, there really wasn't anything that was, you know, was going to be good because the computer experts are going to have it all. And, of course, not everybody's got a computer sitting in front of them. So here you go. Pretty easy this morning. Three clues to win the twin pack of Windy Peak by DeBortley. First clue, I'm racing today. Second clue, I'm racing in Melbourne, at wherever the Moonee Valley it is, at Moonee Valley today. The third clue is in the hands of Simon Harrison. Here it is. All right, that's the third clue. So the first clue, I'm racing today. Second clue, I'm racing at Moonee Valley. And here's the third clue for the second time. That should be enough. Sounds like we want to back the loser.
Yeah, exactly. that's the cat running for cover when you come home. And we've got a winner, Paul. We've got Danny from Heathcote on the line. He's just got it straight away.
Leave us alone, Danny. Danny hasn't won for about 6 months, actually.
Ah, okay then.
Danny is like lightning. Did he ring 5 minutes? No, he can't do that because Stephen only picks the phone up after I've asked the question.
Mm.
Danny from Heathcote, you're a genius. You are fair. You are really off. He must have backed this horse today.
Probably, yeah.
You've got barrier 1 out. Because obviously the name of the horse is Catch That Cat in race number 6. Catch That Cat in at Moonee Valley is the answer to the question. And Danny, one of our oldest regulars, has been able to win the prize. Good on you, Danny. We don't care if you're a regular or a newcomer or whatever. As a matter of fact, we've had a lot of newcomers lately.
Yeah.
Simon, that's it for this morning. Congratulations to everybody who tried. Sorry we couldn't all give you a bottle, but, you know, you know where to buy a bottle. That's the main thing.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Paul. Enjoy your Saturday. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you, Simon. I'll do that for sure. See you later.
Paul Ambrosoli there. It's 24 to 11.
You're listening to The Early Mail on your racing leisure. Sky Sports Radio.
It's time to preview harness racing at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. The Group 3, Kevin Robertson, free-for-all, the feature ace tonight. Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Yeah, great night again. We've got a couple of lists of classics at those country series finals, the Group 3 for the Pacers, as you just mentioned, and also a Group 3 for the Trotters as well. So plenty happening with the 9 races.
And what happened at Gloucester Park last night? You feel that the Inter-Dominion final really is a two-horse race?
Oh, look, I think particularly like from a New South Wales perspective, New South Wales has 3 horses over there, and look, our draws sort of didn't help them. I wouldn't rule it out as a two-horse race at this stage between Lenny the Shark and Hector JJ. They are both equal favourites for the series, and they were very, very dominant last night. Look, I still have hope for some other horses as well. But, yeah, they did look strong winning last night.
Well, let's take a look at Menangle. The first this evening at 6:18 is a pace over the mile. And the scratchings, there's no scratchings, 12 to line up.
Yeah, Simon, look, I've tipped the one on top here, Tack Haley's Delight. She might be an each way bet for some of the listeners. I like her straight out on top. I think this is an ideal draw for her. She was doing her best work over the line last week. She finished fourth to Arms of an Angel in that Group 3 mares race. And she ran a faster last half than the winner. It was her first start back from a month. So, look, she should be better again for it. So I think with a good trip, she can go very close here. Also like the 6, though, Macca Kelly. He's starting to pick up form again and should be very competitive in this field. He does have a little bit of gate speed, and he's proven in the past that he can run these fast times around Menangle. So definitely a horse that shouldn't be underestimated. Also like the 3, his Sudden Change. And number 7, Elroy Jetson. So race 1 at Menangle. I've got the 1 on top to beat 6, 3, and 7.
1, 6, 3, 7, the first. Race 2 is an MO, and the scratching is number 6, Azuma the Boomer.
Yes, yeah, Simon, I've tipped the 5 on top here, which is Place Your Bet for Leon Jordan, Davey Morris. This horse has really turned his form around in recent weeks. He's finished amongst the placings his last 4 starts, and he's knocking on the door for a win, and this is a very winnable race for him. I also don't mind the 4 here in Murano for Shane Sanderson and Chris Geary. This horse won well in these conditions 3 starts ago, and he had a tough run over the middle distance last week, but look, I think he'll be better suited to the mile tonight. That's my opinion. Also like the 3 here, Dark Energy, including him, as well as number 10 Star Writer. So race 2, 5 on top to beat 4, 3 and 10.
5, 4, 3, 10, the second. The third race, the Wards are counting pace. There's no scratchings. 11 to line up.
Yes, Simon, I really like the 10 on top here, which is Saloon Passage. I think he's extremely well graded for this race. Jackie Trainer's taking the drive, and he's the concession driver that's getting him into this race. This horse, he went 153 and change around Bathurst to win 2 starts ago, which is very, very fast. And he ran a strong third behind the 3 for allers in All Black Stride and Better Black last start. So, yeah, extremely well graded despite the white draw. I like him on top. Like the 6 as well, Stormont Tsar. His last 3 starts can't be faulted. He can do his fair share of work as well, so definitely a threat. Also including the 11, Millwood Liberty. I think she can go better again from having her start last week, which is the first run in a month. And also the 7 here, Blue Pointer, which is, so race 3, 10 on top to beat 6, 11 and 7.
So 10, 6, 11, 7, the third race. The fourth is the Country Series final, a C1 to C2. Scratchings are 1, he's a joker. 10, Captain Cooney and 14, Ned Pepper.
Yes, Simon, a few strong hit chances here, including the 2 Regal Ashes, who I have on top. This horse, he led from this draw at this track 3 starts ago and actually finished 3rd and went 154 and when they went 154 and change. And look, she does have that early speed again, and that will help her a lot in this race. Also like the 13 here as well, Buckus Raucus. He was a very strong winner at Bathurst last Wednesday week, and he produced a tough run when finishing 2nd out at Blaney last weekend. So, look, he should gain a nice run through here too from the 2nd row. Also including the 5 here, Culinary Delight, and number 6, Secret Jack. So race 4 at Menangle, 2 on top to beat 13, 5 and 6.
2, 13, 5 and 6. Race 5 is the first leg of the quaddy with a $20,000 jackpot. It's the Where Horses Fly Country Series final. And in this CO only, the scratchings are 5 Robin's Gift as well as 10 Ken Fury Lass. So the first emergency gains a start.
Yeah, Simon, look, numbers here are 1, 7, 14 and 12. I put the 1 on top, Gotta Be Witched. She's very sturdy form and hasn't finished worse than 2nd place in her 6 starts this season, so should take her in the cash. Amongst the 7, All Night My Lady is the danger for Bernie Hewitt. She's yet to win at Menangle, but look, in her 4 starts at this track, she seems to race well here, and she was unlucky for a run at Blaney last week that won the start before, so is in the right form. I thought the 14, Max the Swinger, could go close as well. It won last start, and number 12 arrived in time. So race 5, my numbers again are 1, 7, 14 and 12.
1, 7, 14 and 12. Across to the feature, race 6, the Group 3, Kevin Robinson free for all. Now there's no scratchings here, so a field of 11, and with the latest fixed odds market, Arms of an Angel, $1.40. So long odds on. All Black Stride is $7.50, and Tack Tate is at $8.50.
Yeah, this is a fantastic race. Look, I've stuck with Lady Luck. I'm tipping the 1, Arms of an Angel. She's the only mare in the field. She's had 2 starts back from a spell now. She's won both of them in fast times and has seemed to do it quite easily. Barrier 1, some people might think it's a concern, especially with Better Bet Black drawn to her outside. But look, she's come out of the gate in 25.6 before. That was out of Barrier 10, though. But look, in the Miracle Mile, she went 26.4 out of the gate from Barrier 1. So look, I think she could go close to holding the front here, and I spoke to Shane Critton during the week, and he's very confident with his mare. Also really like the 4 Better Bet Black. He's All Black Stride, rather. He won quite well last week in the free-for-all race. It was a career best time, and his form this prep has been super. Just three starts ago, he finished second to Lenny the Shark when Lenny went 149.9, and All Black Stride actually set up that tempo in front. I've then included the two, Better Bet Black, and then the nine, I'm Mr. Brightside, who was unlucky galloping in the home straight last week. So, look, race six at Menangle. I've got the one Arms of an Angel on top to beat four, All Black Stride ahead of two and nine.
1429 in race six. Race seven is an MO only, and there's no scratchings. 12 to line up.
Yeah, look, tipping the one on top here, Supreme for... For Brad Hewitt, this mare, she's still looking for a run from when she finished second to Parramatta in the PJ Hall Memorial out at Penrith a couple of weeks ago. Her form has been faultless this prep, and, yeah, she looks the winner here. Also don't mind the nine, though, Rave Moonraker. He had a tough run in that PJ Hall Memorial, and he did well to finish fourth. He's had a bit of a freshen up and does have the toughness to be a threat here. Was including the 10, Lignanti, and the 8, Isle of Man. So race seven, one on top, speed nine. 10 and 8. 1, 9, 10, 8.
Race 8 is the third of the MOs, the Cordina Chickens Farms Pace, and the one scratching a 6, Ruinate.
Yes, Simon, 7 on top to beat 3, 8, 11. Here I put the 7, Saucy Rummet on top. He's a standout for me. He should lead and win. He's an incredibly talented four-year-old and is running, you know, 151 mile rates on his ear. Then I've marked the three Look and Listen in there as sort of the next best. I think she'll appreciate if the speed is on, which it should be with Salty Robin in front, you'd expect. And she could add a bit of value to the mix. Darren Hancock's back in town driving her, and in her last five starts, she has produced a couple of wins too, and it's a good draw over the mile. So she's probably your value runner to add to the mix. I'm also including the 8 here, Black Warrior, and the 11 on the Smoocher. So numbers again for race 8 are 7, 3, 8, and 11.
7, 3, 8, 11, and race 9, the last, is a group 3 for the Trotters. There's no scratching. In fact, there is one scratching. And number 9 has come out, Loves to Enthrall.
Yes, I've tipped the 10 on top here, Simon, which is Our Summer Vacation, currently around the $3.80 mark. James Rattray trains and drives this horse, and he actually drove at Gloucester Park last night. He drove Major Crocker in a heat of the Inter Dominion, and he's flying back to drive tonight at Menangle. I really like this horse in this race tonight. He was doing his best work over the line last week. He finished second, and it was his first start back from a bit of a freshen up. And look, he's going to be even better again. He's only off a 10-metre handicap again tonight, so yeah, huge advantage. The favourite is number 4, Mr. Courtier, and that's who I've marked as the danger. He has won 4 of his last 5 starts, so yeah, naturally you think he'll be a threat. But yeah, he seems to be stepping up to the mark quite well. Also including the 2, Iona Grinner, she's picking up form again. And number 3, Visualise. So race 9 at Menangle, 10 on top to beat 4, 2 and 3.
10 from 4, 2, 3. There is a fixed odds market there. As you mentioned, 3.80 our summer vacation. Favourites, Mr. Cool Sierra, $1.85. Other ones in the market, Iona Grinner, $4.50, Visualise at $5. Righto, Amanda, what was your best?
Yeah, look, Simon, I really like in race 3, number 10, Saloon Passage. It's just extremely well graded. And look, in the last as well, race 9, number 10, Our Summer Vacation. I really like the $3.80 for him.
Thanks very much for your time, Amanda, and good luck this evening.
Thanks, Simon. It's a pleasure as always.
Amanda Rando there. Now, we've got a race, Wanganui, coming up in 6 minutes. It's their second. 6 Outstanding is at $5.70. 16 Rip Into Gear is $8.20. And 7 Figurable is at $9.70.
You're listening to the Early Mail on your racing leisure. Sky Sports Radio.
We have Greyhound Racing at Wentworth Park tonight. Tim Newbold's online. Tim, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. A really big night at Wentworth Park tonight. It's been called the Appreciation Night, and the industry is thanking all of those who helped fight the Greyhound ban over the last few months. So a big crowd is expected to be at the track tonight, and it's a gold coin entry, and all the proceeds from the entry will go to charity, which is great to see.
You'd have plenty of proceeds in your pocket after Ando's Mac last Saturday, wouldn't you, Tim? You've been tipping him the whole way along, and what, he got the cash at about $10?
Yeah, I think I got $14 or $15 around the traps. Simon, yeah, no, it was a good result, but a week's a long time in racing.
Yeah.
he was great for Jason McKay, plenty of value. It was good to see a New South Wales Greyhound win the Melbourne Cup for the first time in about 15 or 16 years.
Okay, all right, Tim. Well, let's look at your thoughts for Wenty tonight. The first event at 28 after 7, and a reserves come out.
Really keen on number 6 here, Lagoon Jazzy. I think she can get us off on a winning note. She's a pretty good beginner. She's got a good turn of early dash, and she's well drawn here outside number 5, Rubelli Magic, who is a lid pinger and hard railer. So if Lagoon Jazzy just begins clean, she's going to get plenty of fresh air here to charge down the centre, lead or even follow over Rubelli Magic, and I think she'll be too strong for that greyhound. Her run last week when she finished runner-up behind Bolero Icon was terrific. She was narrowly beaten, and she had plenty of excuses. She should have won the race, and she will strip fitter for that run. I think she's the best bet on the card. I think we can get it early, number 6, Lagoon Jazzy. To beat number 1, Got a Motor, who has got plenty of early dash, but he is much better drawn wider out on the track, as he does track wide in his races. Then number 2, Uni Student, drawn for a cushy run, then throwing number 8, Runway Idol. Pretty keen on 6 to beat 1, 2 and 8.
6-1-2-8, the first race to the Sky Team Appreciation. Take out 7, Milan, and 10, Simone Shimmers.
Number 3, Takedown on top here. He's a quick beginner. He's got plenty of early dash. He loves racing at Wentworth Park. Last time at the track, he finished runner-up in moderate time, but that was on a very, very slow track. So you've really got to disregard that time when he was run down. And the track that night didn't really suit Takedown's racing style, because he does get out in front. It was a real tough run that night. I think he can go one better tonight, number 3, Takedown, and get the money. To beat number 2, Good Odds Ricky, who's been going great guns on the big one-turn track at Bulleye. He does return to the city where he's raced really well in the past. Then number 1, Runway Bono. He's got a big, big engine. He just lacks that genuine early pace. But if he does balance up in a striking position around the first turn, he's the one they've got to hold out. And then throw in number 6, Where Art Thou. She's a boon stayer on the rise. She'll get up to the 600 metres in the next few weeks. She'll be powering home at the end. She will need a bit of luck in the run, but if she does get it, she can be in the finish. Pretty tough race, 3, 2, 1, and 6.
3-2-1-6, race 2, race 3 of the 2GB Team Appreciation Stakes. Take out 2 Knight Sprite, 7 Hugo Boss, and 9 Big Chicken. The 10-1 thing will come into box 7.
Number 3, Ritzolini, is one of the fastest greyhounds in the country. He drops back in class on recent runs down in Melbourne, in heat of the Melbourne Cup. Look, he's run blinding time at Wentworth Park. He's got a terrific record where he's won 7 of 13. He just needs fresh air. If he does get it through the first turn into the back straight, I don't think they'll hold him out. I think he's one of the best greyhounds in the country, but he's just a little risky at box rise. That's his little worrying trait, but he's a terrific greyhound, number 3, Rizzolini, on top. To beat number 8, Clock's Ticking, who's flying at present, won the Goulburn Cup on Tuesday afternoon. Well drawn wider at the rush down the centre. Then number 4, 1, Samuel, and throw in number 5, Mac Tuck. 3, 8, 4, and 5.
3, 8, 4, 5. Race 4 gets the big 6 underway. 28 past 8. The Alliance Appreciation Night Stakes. Scratch 5, Huda Harnett, and 10, Tommy the Weapon.
Number 3, Love Lace, is ready to win. Her past couple of runs have been really, really good. She gets back up on the 720. She's got a great record at the track and trip. She'll go close. Number 3, Love Lace. To beat number 8, Zambora Idol, who's having his first crack at the 720 tonight. Oh, he's going great guns. He's flying at the moment. He's a really good winner at Richmond and over the 618 metres last time out, which is a good grounding coming into a 720 at Wentworth Park. He's a genuine winning chance. Then 7, Lord of Bell, she's racing well. Throw in number 1, very choosy. 3, 8, 7, and 1.
3, 8, 7, 1. The 4th, race 5 is the first leg of the quaddy, and reserves are out.
Number 1, Wicked Warrior, should win, but he'll be $1.40, $1.50. He's a highly promising young greyhound. He's got a 50% winning strike rate, winning 8 of 16. He's got a great record at Wentworth Park. He's run 29.8, and these greyhounds can't get anywhere near him on times. He just needs to begin on terms, and he should blow them away. But $1.40, $1.50, I think we can play him one out in the quaddy. One Wicked Warrior on top to beat two Roman Red, who lacks genuine pace, but he's strong at the end. He'll be running on Ben Seven Isle Tiffy and throwing number three Aqua Dragon. One should be winning to beat 2, 7, and 3.
1, 2, 7, 3, race 5. Race 6 reserves out.
Number 8, Patch Adam, is beautifully drawn wider out here to rush down the centre and have a dip for the lead around the first turn. He's only a lightly raced greyhound, and he's facing his toughest challenge tonight at the track, but I think he's up to it. He's got a great record from outside alleys, and I think he can go back-to-back, number 8, Patch Adam. To beat 2, Skate Thin Ice, is a classy greyhound who has been racing in Victoria in recent times, had a run at the track on Wednesday night. Luke has a party's back in town for a little while. She's well drawn down near to the rails, number 2, Skate Thin Ice. Then number 5, Nadal, he's resuming tonight. He's a capable greyhound. And then throw in number 4, Bessie Boo. He'll be running home. 8, 2, 5, and 4.
8, 2, 5, 4 over to race number 7. Scratchings of 5, Old Bailey, and 7, Twist of Thunder. 9 into 7, 10 into 5.
Number 3, Chevy Prince, is airborne at the moment. He's shooting for 4 on the bounce. He recorded 30 and 21, winning at the track at his most recent run. He's just a little awkwardly drawn in the 3 alley, but if he does get clear galloping room, he should win. Number 3, Chevy Prince. To beat number 1, Virouette, who's a brilliant beginner with plenty of early dash, but she just struggles running a strong 520 at Wentworth Park. She's drawn to give an almighty sight, though. Then number 2, Explosive Alley, and throw in number 4, Status Seeker. 3, 1, 2, and 4.
3, 1, 2, 4, race 7. Race 8 to wrap up the quaddy scratchings of 3, Jip, and 10, Wicked Pedro.
Number 8, Ningar Thunder on top here. He's one of the better bets on the card. He is a box 8 bandit. He's beautifully drawn out there. He clocked flying figures at Maitland in his most recent run over the 450. He gets back up to the 520 here at Wentworth Park. Last time at the track, he was a gallant runner-up in quick time. Look, he just needs to begin cleanly, and I think he'll be charging down the centre. There isn't a great deal of early pace in this race, and he could even lead or sit behind maybe 2 or 5, and I think he'll be way too strong for those greyhounds if he does. Number 8, Ningar Thunder, a good thing on top. To beat number 1, Winsome Amanda, who's capable of running very quick time when she's on song, but she just lacks early dash. She'll be strong through the line. Then number 4, Chaser, he's going really well. And then number 2, Blabbermouth, one of the likely leaders. 8, a good thing to beat 1, 4, 2.
8 over 1, 4, 2. There seems to be a delay at Whanganui. Race 9, Tim, take out reserves.
Number 8, Poker Date on top here. He's won 2 of his last 3 outings. He recorded 30.03, winning at Wentworth Park 3 runs ago, beating similar company. He's pretty well drawn here because he will run a straight line to the run of the first turn. He's got 2 moderate beginners drawn on his inside, so he's going to get plenty of room to rush down the centre here. I don't think he'll lead. I think the leader's number 4, Almost Black, but if Poker Date does hold second into the back, I think it'll be too good for number 4, Almost Black, who is sure to give a bold sight, bowling along in the lead. Then number 1, No Sparkle, Leica, she'll be strong through the line. And then number 6, Centrico. 8, 4, 1, and 6.
8, 4, 1, 6, and race 10, the last, the Race Journo's appreciation, take out reserves.
Going with number 3 here, Amelia Krista. She's a Victorian debuting at Wentworth Park, but she only needs to bring her Victorian form to Sydney, and she'll go very, very close. To beat 7, Queen Audrey, who is a good beginner. She's got the early pace to be competitive. Throw in number 1, Gate Blaster, is ideally drawn on the rails. And then number 2, Kaya's Comet. 3, 7, 1, and 2 to close out the card.
3, 7, 1, 2. And just recapping your best, Tim.
I like race 1, number 6, Lagoon Jazzy, and race 8, number 8, Ningar Thunder.
Thanks for your time, Tim. Good calling tonight.
Thanks, Simon.
Tim Newbold there, now 3 minutes to 11, an indefinite delay at Whanganui.
When the traffic snarls are getting you down, escape to a world full of Sacred Hill wine and try Sacred Hill Cabernet Merlot by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Say hello to summer at Snooze and buy a selected king, queen or double mattress and only pay the price of a single. Conditions apply. It's amazing what a little snooze can do. Good morning. Heavy for northbounders on Pennant Hills Road from Thompson's Corner to Thornlea and the Pacific Highway from Gordon to Waitara. Over the ride bridge, it's crawling uphill to Top Ride. The M5 getting tight from Belmore Road to the main tunnel and slow Southern Cross Drive citybound from Gardner's Road into Moore Park. Black Friday savings end today at Freedom. Take 30% off everything in-store and online. There's only hours left to save with 30% off everything at Freedom. Miss it, miss out. I'm Oscar Fung on Sky Sports Radio.
The Mudgee region is the flavour of the year. There's such diversity in agriculture, and it's such a beautiful and historic area. Mudgee's leading real estate agency, The Property Shop, is proud to welcome lifestylers, retirees and investors to this magnificent region. It's an area where you can buy a brand new home under $350,000 and rent it for $350 a week, or buy a 10-hectare bush retreat for as low as $100,000. Want to view some of these properties? Then go to thepropertyshop.com.au.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
The man shave helped my dad lose weight and feel better. Now dad takes me to the park and we play footy.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase an Iveco, LG, Westinghouse, Samsung or Fisher & Paykel fridge and you'll get it delivered and your old fridge taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man.
The man from Mazda.
Penrith Mazda Centre is family-owned and operated with the best selection and the best prices on all new Mazdas, including the VT50. The VT50 range gives you more grunt, more torque and more comfort. Come and see the VT50 specialists at the Mazda Youth Centre Penrith with over 40 VT50s on display. Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
It's 11 o'clock. Before we get to for Pete Ellis and the preview at Morphettville, get an update on this Brisbane situation with the weather up there. Bernie Cooper's online. Bernie, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So what's the latest with the storms? I'm having a look at the radar and it looks like it's pretty full on.
Yeah, we've just had a fairly intensive sort of drop for about the last maybe 20 minutes. It's rained. It's just stopped now. It's certainly stormy. I mean, you can see patches of blue sky around, but I would anticipate we would head towards a heavy track here at some stage today because the prediction is for more storms this afternoon, Simon. So we're on a good four to start with, and I'd say we were suspecting on the worst side of a good four. And now we've had 20 minutes of rain, and this track's still a bit on the loose side. And generally when they've got it a soft, the jockeys are saying it's a heavy. So I'd be inclined to do, you know, as wet a track form as you like, really.
Okay, then, but the main thing is that the race course hasn't sort of been in the direct path of the storm, has it?
No, it was just heavy rain for about 20 minutes. There was nothing damaging in it. And this track can take unusual amounts of water. It just, you know, it's going to be loose. So, it's yeah, they'll be out in the middle of the track again and nothing will be winning on the fence is likely the way it'll pan out. And it's just going to be a wet afternoon at the office, Simon.
Okay, then. I'll keep the fingers crossed that it doesn't get too wet later on, and maybe you can get a couple of breaks of blue sky throughout the afternoon. Thanks very much for the update, Bernie.
Anytime, Simon. See you.
Righto. It's 2 minutes.